your ethnic background on both sides.
Oh, yes. Well, on, I'm ashamed to say this because I have the papers to send in, but my mother's grandmother came from Ireland. I think she was 16 years old. Her name was Winifred. In fact, you know, that was in after I was named for her, and of course my Aunt Winnie was. And her married name was Carlin, and her husband's name was James Carlin, and he was in the Civil War. And they had the two daughters, my grandmother and my Aunt Sarah, who my mother was named for Aunt Sarah. And I have cousins in Cincinnati who know a whole bunch about all this because they live closer to my grandma. They always called her Grandma Winnie. And then, of course, my mother had cousins out there. Aunt Sarah, she stayed out in that area where my grandmother, you know, was from out this way. And anyway, my great-grandfather was in the cavalry, and he was wounded, and they wanted him to stay and have care, but he had a new little baby boy named Patrick, and he wanted to see his baby. So he left, and as a result of his wounds, I have no idea what they were, anything, the infection, he died. But he saw his baby, and the baby also died, and I don't know why.
Was it your grandfather, or?
It was my
great-grandfather. Was he from Ireland, too?
I think he must have been. And that my mother said when she was a little girl, 8 years old, they lived in Cincinnati at that time. See what I mean is they traveled all over. And my mother would be put on the train in Cincinnati and go to Aurora, Indiana. But her cousin was the conductor. And then he would look after her, see. And she got to go and visit her grandmother, and she would say that those were the funniest people. It was an Irish settlement, and she said they were the most comical people that ever lived. And my great-grandmother Winnie used to say that the 4th of July was never the man that St. Patrick was, and she didn't know why they had that parade. You know, that was, and she was a very small little soul, and I guess after he died, she must have got some sort of a pension from the government. I don't know how they, you know, managed those days. But then my grandmother, she was a sweet lady, but she didn't have the, I guess the humor, you might say, that her mother must have had. But my aunt, my grandmother was a very sweet, refined woman. And then my mother was the, well, like my Aunt Winnie says, that she had more spunk than any of them. And my, and her oldest sister used to say that she wished that my mom had been the oldest of the family because she was, she went ahead and did things and if she made up her mind to go see someone, she would see them. Yeah, she said they're just, you know, flesh and like the rest of us. And when she went to high school at in St. Patrick's in Cumberland. Like I say, they traveled. See, my grandfather Malloy went around setting up steel mills. This was my on the other side, and he used to get so when they used to have all this trouble, you know, with the Iron Coal Police and those things, he would get very upset, you know, because he, you know, he hated to see anyone getting hurt or all. But he knew the steel business from the wheelbarrow on up, my grandfather Malloy. And, well, he worked down at J&L, as I said. And
what did he do at J&L?
Well, he was in the soaking pits. And then when he actually retired, he used to go down there, and they would just have him there to consult. The man knew so much about it. In fact, when he finally did quit, they wanted him to come over to the AM bars in Ambridge. But my grandfather died at 72, so he really didn't live that long. But my mother, when they lived in Cumberland, she worked for this, Davy Lewis was his name, and he ran for Congress and got elected And my mother was his secretary. She graduated from, well, I don't know if she actually graduated, but she went to St. Patrick's High School. Then my grandfather sent her to business school. And so she had the background. I mean, she was a secretary, but she never went out to work after she got married. And the congressman wanted, he said to my dad, what you ought to do is come to Washington with me and I'll get you a job. And you and Sadie, you know, because my mother, he just loved it because she would tell him, Davey, what are you doing in the office? You ought to be out, a 17-year-old telling the man, you know, you ought to go out and shake hands with people. You want to get elected, get going. And then he wrote this parcel post bill. And I used to have the big clipping out of the paper about that man's life, and I've lost. Mm-hmm. See, when we moved to Florida, you just lose track of so many things. But then my dad, though, his father was in the Civil War. That was I never saw my father's father. He was dead when I was born, evidently. But he was too young to fight, so he was drummer boy. And my mom, my grandmother Weisenor, used to want to give her, like, my grandfather's uniform and things, cause since my mother had the boy, you know, my brother that's ill now. And but, you know, those days, I guess people didn't think, well, someday those things, you'll want to have things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a sword and all these things, but my mom, she didn't want them.
He had a sword at even his drummer boy.
Well, my sister Leota is the one that said, she's, in fact, she had me call up our cousin in, well, I don't even know if he's still living, I haven't been in contact, but she wanted me to ask what happened to the sword, and I asked him, and he said he had no idea, but... And the reason she was so conscious of this was that her son, my nephew, was in the nuclear submarines. And he graduated from Ohio State and the Navy ROTC. And then he served in the subs for 5 years. And now he works for Ohio Power, I believe. But he had a sword, see, as an officer. He was a lieutenant on the sub and very bright. That's the one I was telling you about. You know, I hope that they have four boys. They wanted the last one. They wanted a little girl so bad. They still got, but such beautiful children. So this is how I spend my hours, you know, like I'm with my brother. But I can think about, since I'm retired, I don't have all this hassle of getting ready for work and pushing every day. And I just think, you know, I just love all my well, they're all, not little anymore, nieces and nephews, except the new great ones are.
Mm-hmm.
But you think about them and you pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
And hope that God's taking care of them. You know, the ones that have to travel, like my nephew Billy that was in the subs, he has to fly quite a bit now. Since this situation came, he is an engineer, but he isn't even doing that now. They put him in a completely different job. So many people have lost their jobs, so we're so lucky, you know, that he had this other education to be able to get this other job. Yeah.
When you were in Aliquippa, like around high school years and right after, were you aware of an ethnic background or other people's ethnic backgrounds?
Oh, yes, my aunts, especially the one nationality that I could remember. I mean, this is nothing against anybody, you know, but, and even my father, I don't know why. In fact, to this day, I don't know why, but they didn't care for Italians.
Mm.
I don't know why. I still don't know why. Because I'd always say, gee, our Pope's Italian, you know. And I went to school with a lot of Italian kids, you know. But it was so funny. Maybe it was where they came from. You know, maybe it was something over from... that was it.
Were the people in Aliquippa separate because of their ethnic heritage?
Well, because of my sister teaching dancing, we had all of them coming. And my mother, like at Kermas time, you know, you take the tickets around for the kids to sell. And I used to go with her and gee, we'd go to the Serbs, and they were all such good people, you know. And all nationalities. Mira had pupils from Plan 11 and all over. The people would come to take dancing lessons. And I just grew right into this. That never bothered me what nationality people were, you know.
What about the people that live right around you? Were they the same nationality or are they different?
Well, mostly I would say about the same.
As yourself?
Mm-hmm, yes. Where we first, in fact, my brother talks about this quite often. They say about people, you know, breaking windows and, you know, about the blacks doing things. Well, we lived in a neighborhood. Well, I was like too little to really remember, but my older brother and sister, and they had, there was prejudice against Catholics. Because even my brother was saying the other day, you know, we had Millers on one side and the Elliots on the other. And poor Mrs. Elliott, she was a fallen away Catholic. And in fact, my mom said when Mrs. Elliott's funeral was that her kids saw to it they had the Protestant minister there, but her sister was kneeling saying the rosary. So I don't know what you call that. But that, I could remember her. She was a nice old lady, you know. And she was sweet to me. But in the same neighborhood, we had a Mrs. Davis who was either from Wales or England somewhere. And she and my mother got along famously, and the thing we remembered about her, and we were saying, she had this large goiter, and she always wore these big yellow beads on her neck. I could see that lady till this day. And she gave my mother the most beautiful dishes, and I think, like my brother said, they got along so well, you know, my mother and this Mrs. Davis in the next block.
Was there what was the name of the place where you lived? Was it a plan or something?
Well, Franklin Avenue, where I live now, was called Plan 10.
Oh.
And in fact, when we were kids, we used to get the bad reputation. And what it was all the kids came from all over the place and played on Spring Street. And as a result, we were like the dead end kids. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that till years later, that was why. Because all the kids were coming there. But we could take it. You know, like Al Quipa gets run down, and always did from years back. And we could take it. You know, we don't get any credit for any good things. Mm-hmm. We just get kicked for the bad stuff that goes on.
What about in church? Were there any things that different nationalities did, services or anything?
I think like the Slovak ladies would, you know, come like special for the rosary. Like, I think maybe devotions, when they used to have those, I could remember, and they would come earlier and say their rosary in their language, and then we would have, you know. And I think they usually stayed for the other service too, you know. I mean, otherwise, I can't remember really.
What about in school? Can you remember anything about the different
nationalities? Well, I think we were conscious of, the people being from different countries. And I can remember one girl, her name was Danny. And I don't know which grade I was in. I think that we were looking out the window at that time. I mean, the different grades, I can remember being able to look out the window to see the hill. And I can remember this girl getting up and saying, you know, that her parents were from Czechoslovakia. And, but otherwise, actually the people that were, what they call them, Anglo-Saxon or Irish, German, whatever, you just didn't pay attention. But like that girl, I still remember that day because I think that was the first time that I had ever heard somebody say, you know, about Czechoslovakia.
How about at Al Quipa High School?
Oh, you had everything up there. You just didn't pay attention. You know, most of the, I think the kids that were more athletic were of the, not the Irish or the German or the English. I think they were more of the Serbians or the, they were the ones that excelled, I think, in the gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did join the Leaders Club, which to this day I still can't figure it out, because the gym teacher says, you're going to get my Leaders Club, aren't you? And I said, yeah, because, see, I could dance, and she figured I could help out with the dancing. But for the sports, I was terrible. You know, basketball, they had the intramurals, and volleyball. Oh, I was a big kid, but I just didn't, I wasn't there for the sports. And then we had some of the snobs, you know, that you you have those everywhere, I think, you know, that think they're weird. But I got in with my one good friend in high school. I had never known her before. Her name was Mildred Donnelly. Her name's Mildred Cox now. And she lived on Plan 12. And then there were like eight of us girls got together, but I think... Actually, see, there weren't any of the, I think, actually, after I left high school, that was when I branched out into more of the different nationalities, you know, being friends.
Friends.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I, through working, I made friends even to this day, and even at Murphy's, I have friends that are like Slovak and the different, and Croatian, different backgrounds, and I think they're just as dear as any others. Yeah.
What about the teachers in high school? Do you remember what their nationality
was? There were, let's see, well, mostly the ones I had were, I don't think there were any, I'm trying to think if there were any Russian names or, so I really can't think of any. Would you like to have any of the names?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can remember when I was a senior, I had a Mr. Hartley for history. And then the Latin teacher, her name was Miss Rudolph. And then the my favorite math teacher was Mr. Jordan. I think he's left the world. And then we had a Mr. Lippy who was the coach. He was the Jewish descent, but he was a brilliant man. And Mr. Davenport, I think he was part Indian, and he was a genius, that man.
Indian.
He wrote music.
Oh.
And but he died. It was sad. He had, I think they called it softening of the brain or some sort of thing like that. Such a brilliant man with the music, you know, he's an artist. In fact, he was one of Henry Mancini's teachers. You've heard of Henry Mancini?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you said Indian. Do you mean American Indian?
Yes, yeah. But I don't think there were any black teachers. I can't remember seeing any. I'm trying real hard to remember. I'm going to have to get going because it's getting dark.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think. And Mrs. Carver, she was a gym teacher. That was the one that was the Leaders Club. And I joined the Girl Reserves, too. They still had that. I don't think they have those anymore.
I never heard of that before.
Uh-huh, Girl Reserves, yes. And I think you had to be more into the select... Not that I was in the select group, but I think because I was in the Leaders Club.
What was that?
You know what I should have brought for you is this yearbook from Alacupa High School from 1929. Mm. And it has the clubs and... In the sports, my one brother-in-law, he was in, he played baseball, he played football, just name it, he was into all of it. And then there were three Murphy boys that lived on Plan 12, and two of them are gone, and they were all into the sports real well. But in the football teams, yes, we did have a lot of the boys that were, like I said, they excelled in the sports of the Filipovich and... names such as these, but my brother Ed, they called him Tiny. He was a big, heavy boy, and he played tackle, and he was quite good. He said he used to just sit on a couple of them, and he'd win the game.
Let's conclude because I don't want to keep you because it's getting dark.
Yes.